Notable Folk Sketches. Thursday, April 25th, 1912, Chicago. Publication, Nashville, Tennessee Democrat. Abdu'l-Bahá, Head of a Sect That Meets in Chicago Today. By O. Terence. Abdu'l-Bahá, the Persian prince and scholar, who is the interpreter and leader of the Baha'i sect, a movement that proposes to unite all religions and thus inaugurate the dreamed-of era of universal peace, is expected to receive the homage of his American followers at the American Convention of the Baha'ist Sect, scheduled to open today in Chicago. Abdu'l-Bahá, which is a title to signify the servant of God, comes to America to carry on the propaganda of the new faith and to address the peace conference at Lake Mohonk, New York, next month. Although it was founded only 68 years ago, Baha'ism now has 15 million adherents scattered throughout the world, several hundred thousand of whom are in the United States and Canada. Abdu'l-Bahá succeeded to the leadership of the sect 20 years ago on the death of Baha'u'lláh, his father, who was the illuminated one of Baha'ism and was known as the glory of God. Brotherhood and peace between men and nations are the central dogmas of the teachings of Abdu'l-Bahá. Already, they have had effect in the constitutional movements in Persia and Turkey, where Baha'ism is rapidly gaining ground. Because of their propaganda, which was considered by the fanatical Muslims to constitute an attack on their religion, Abdu'l-Bahá and his father were imprisoned for nearly half a century. When Muhammad Ali began preaching the doctrines of Baha'ism in 1844, he soon found a devoted adherent in the wealthy Prince of Nur, one of the most influential of the Persians and a descendant of the ancient royal family of that country. When the prince was recognized as Baha'u'llah, the expected one, the glory of God, he was thrown into prison and all of his property was confiscated. From the wealthiest man of Persia, he became its most miserable. But his faith in the new dispensation never wavered, and it was fully shared by his son, the present Abdu'l-Bahá. Torture and ignominy, such as could only be conceived by the besotted Oriental mind, became the lot of the father and the son. Abdu'l-Bahá was only 9 years old when he was deprived of the luxuries and pleasures of the palace and thrown into a dungeon at Akka, perhaps the most loathsome prison in the world. He was about 60 when he was released. Although deprived of all formal education, Abdu'l-Bahá was taught by his father, and this fitted him to become a worthy successor to the glory of God. Abdu'l-Bahá, with his wonderfully penetrating eyes, his wealth of silvery hair and long white beard, and his thoughtful and philosophic air, would be a striking figure if clad in conventional garb. In the costume of the Persian scholar and the white turban on his head, he is more than striking. The doctrines he teaches are strictly modern. Science is the handmaiden of the new religion, declared Abdu'l-Bahá, and he looks to the inventors and the thinkers to create a new heaven on earth. Although not a socialist, he teaches many economic isms that are akin to the Marxian gospel of cooperation. While holding economic equality between men, he asserts that the present wide gulf between rich and poor is of artificial creation, and that the laws of nations must be changed so as to prevent alike extreme wealth and dire poverty. He believes that women should have the same political rights as men.